Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on SQL injection. Yeah, the same vulnerability Rainforest Puppy documented in 1998. 25 years later, it's still sitting at the top of breach reports, and MOVEit just handed CL0P ransomware gang access to 84 million records. Let's talk about why we keep losing this fight and what actually works. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. SQL injection was first publicly documented by Jeff Forrestal, aka Rainforest Puppy, in his 1998 FRAC article, NT Web Technology Vulnerabilities. The attack became mainstream after his Christmas Day 1998 advisory demonstrated exploitation against Microsoft's Ace/SQL Server stack. By 2002, SQL injection had evolved into a systematic threat, with OWASP including it in their inaugural top 10. The fundamental vulnerability exists because SQL was designed as a declarative language mixing code and data in the same channel. When applications construct queries through string concatenation, the interpreter cannot distinguish between intended query structure and attacker-injected commands. This is a confused deputy problem. The database engine trusts the application to properly separate instruction from data, but the application passes that responsibility to untrusted input. The architectural failure runs deeper. Most relational databases implement in-band signaling where control characters carry semantic meaning within data streams. Unlike prepared statements that pre-compile query structure, dynamic SQL construction inherently violates the principle of least privilege by granting user input the ability to modify execution flow. Here's my take on this. SQL injection isn't a bug. It's the inevitable consequence of mixing code and data in a single channel. Every system that trusts string concatenation with user input will eventually fall. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. MOVEit transfer. 2023, the CL0P ransomware gang exploited CVE-2023-34362, a critical SQL injection vulnerability in Progress Software's MOVEit transfer. Over 2,600 organizations were compromised, including Shell, British Airways, and the BBC. The attack chain, SQL injection web shell deployment mass data exfiltration. Estimated impact. 84 plus million individuals affected. FreePIC data breach, 2020. Attackers exploited SQL injection in FreePIC's Flaticon subsidiary, exfiltrating 8.3 million user records, including email addresses and password hashes. The breach remained undetected for weeks. WooCommerce payments plugin, 2023. CVE-2023-28121 demonstrated how SQL injection in WordPress plugins endangers millions. This auth bypass plus SQL injection combo affected 600,000 plus active installations. Research milestone. SQLmap development, 2006 present. Bernardo DeMeli and Miroslav Stampar's SQLmap transformed SQL injection from artisanal exploitation to industrialized attack capability, demonstrating over 30 database-specific techniques including time-based blind, error-based, and out-of-band extraction. Here's my take on this. MOVEit wasn't sophisticated. It was basic SQL injection in a file transfer app that nobody bothered to test. CL0P didn't need 0 days. They needed patience and grep. Realistic attack walkthrough. This walkthrough assumes authorized penetration testing engagement against a PHP/MySQL web application. 1. Target identification and reconnaissance. Identify injection points using Burp Suite's active scanner or manual testing. Key indicators, error messages containing SQL syntax, parameter reflection and responses, numeric parameters without validation. 2. Setup and prerequisites. Required tools, SQLmap, Burp Suite Community/Pro, curl. Save the vulnerable request from Burp as. 3. Attack execution. Confirm injection type and extract database fingerprint. For manual verification, use stack queries if supported. 4. Verification of success. Database banner / version retrieved. Table schemas enumerated. Credential hashes or PII extracted to local CSV. Response time differential confirms blind injection. 5. Evidence collection. Capture. Full scalmap output. Burp request / response pairs. Screenshots of extracted data, redacted for report. Vulnerable parameter identification and database user privileges. Here's my take on this. Always run privileges and is DBA checks first. If you've got DBA access, you can often escalate to OS command execution via xp_chem/shell or intl-out file. That's where the real damage happens. Defense playbook. Detection. Log all SQL syntax errors and failed queries at the application layer. Deploy WAF rules targeting common SQL injection signatures. Monitor for unusual query patterns. Bulk data extraction. Time-delayed responses. Enable database audit logging for privileged operations. Prevention. OWASP A03:2021 injection. Implement defense in depth. Input validation. Allow list where possible. Parameterize queries exclusively. Stored procedures with parameterization. Least privileged database accounts and disable dangerous functions, xp_chem/shell. Load_file. MITRE ATT and CK mapping, T1190, exploit public-facing application, syscontrol 16.4, encode data on output. Validation, rerun Salamap against patched endpoints. Integrate DAS tools, OWASP ZAP. Burp, into CICD pipeline. Code review for string concatenation in SQL context. Here's my take on this. Parameterized queries are necessary but not sufficient. If your database user has DBA privileges for convenience, you've already lost. Implement least privileged database accounts this week. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. SQL injection exists because SQL mixes code and data in the same channel. String concatenation is fundamentally unsafe regardless of input sanitization attempts. Takeaway 2. The 2023 MOVEit Transfer Breach, CVE-2023-34362, compromised 2,600+ organizations and 84M+ individuals through a single SQL injection vulnerability. Takeaway 3. SCALMAPS is DBA and privileges checks determine escalation potential. DBA access enables OS command execution via xp_chem/shell or file write operations. Takeaway 4. Parameterized queries must be enforced at the framework level. Syscontrol 16.4 and OWASP A03:2021 mandate output encoding and prepared statements. Takeaway 5. Database accounts should follow least privilege principles. Application accounts should never have DBA privileges, xp_chem/shell access, or file permissions. That's a wrap on SQL injection. The cockroach of web vulnerabilities that refuses to die. Remember, parameterized queries aren't optional. Least privileged database accounts aren't negotiable. And if your production database user has DBA privileges, you've already handed over the keys. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the Sprawl. Connection established.